Kansas wheat farmers voiced their concerns and priorities for the next farm bill last week, both at home during the 2024 Kansas Commodity Classic and in the nation's capital as part of national winter wheat meetings, having farmers ask questions directly about policies and provide their perspective on what's going on in farm country adds emphasis and personal impact to national policy discussions, said Shana DeGroat, Kansas Wheat Director of Membership and Government Affairs. In Washington, D.C., the Kansas delegation met with counterparts from across the country during the NOG U.S. Wheat Winter Conference, which brings together both the National Association of Wheat Growers, the industry's policy arm, and U.S. Wheat Associates, the export market development organization dedicated to promoting wheat in international markets. As part of the larger fly-in organized by NOG, Kansas wheat farmers and staff took to the Hill to communicate the importance of getting a farm bill passed before the current one-year extension expires and providing their input on meaningful changes that would benefit Kansas wheat producers. The group met with all six of the U.S. congressional offices representing the state of Kansas. They reiterated the importance of maintaining crop insurance as the U.S. farm safety net, the need to double funding for export market programs, and increasing the reference price for wheat. More specifically, the team outlined the inequalities in the distribution of the disaster payments under the 2022 Emergency Relief Program. Even more specifically, NOG is advocating to officially classify intentionally seeded winter wheat as a cover crop for NRCS and other Climate Smart programs, while not impacting its eligibility as a harvestable cash crop insurable through crop insurance and other safety net programs. Off the Hill, the U.S. Wheat Associates Board of Directors elected Kansas wheat farmer Gary Miller Shasky of Lakin as Secretary Treasurer for the 2024-2025 fiscal year. As a member of the U.S. Wheat Associates officer team, Miller Shasky will provide a Kansas perspective and help guide the organization's work in more than 100 countries to develop, maintain, and expand international markets. Meanwhile, back home in the Sunflower State, Kansas wheat farmers also had the opportunity to discuss policy, markets, and weather during the 2024 Kansas Commodity Classic on January 26th in Salina. At the annual convention of the Kansas Corn, Wheat, Soybean, and Grain Sorghum Associations, Ross Jansen, KWCH Chief Meteorologist, shared his positive outlook on the weather for the 2024 growing season, while Jim Miner, Agricultural Economist and Director of the Center for Commercial Agriculture at Purdue University, presented a tight outlook on the grain market. Representative Jake LaTurner answered a wide swath of questions from the audience regarding political discussions in Washington, D.C., followed by a panel of representatives from the National Commodity Organizations. These events guide our actions to follow up on conversations, answer questions, and make sure our legislators have the information they need to put those priorities to work, DeGroat said. Learn more about opportunities to continue these policy discussions and the other benefits of joining COG at kswheat.com/advocacy for Kansas wheat growers. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.